Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just Peyton Manning. I'm also Motivating Manning. When I say insurance, you say financial services. Insurance.
Financial services.
Insurance.
Financial services.
Now when I say Nationwide, you say is both. Nationwide.
Is both.
Nationwide.
Is both.
For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert. Because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This is North South.
Everybody, Tim Kawakam here, TK Show, recording on Wednesday at noon. Kind of knew that there might be something going on with the Giants when started talking to David Fleming, Giants broadcaster, ESPN broadcaster, about coming on the show. Did not know the timing would be like it is, but that is fortuitous for all. Giants have not announced anything about Tony Vitello as a new manager, but that's all the reports. I don't dispute any of them. Think this is coming down, maybe announcement later today, who knows, unless David wants to break it for us, maybe a presser tomorrow, because they'd like to have this done before the World Series, which is Friday. Game one is on Friday. David, just your reaction to Tony Vitello. Certainly a big swing by Buster Posey and Zach Manassian. Does any of this surprise you, and what do you think it tells us about kind of where they're at and where the Giants are at?
Literally, as you were making that introduction, the Giants sent out the release announcing him as a manager. I mean, I'm not kidding. Exactly at the moment that you were saying that, the Giants have officially announced him.
There you go.
It's official. They've announced that he's going to be introduced not this Thursday, next Thursday.
Interesting.
So okay. In deference, I think, to the World Series, it'll be a few days before he makes an appearance at Oracle Park. I mean, Tim, you know this more than I do because you have friends all over the country. Isn't this amazing? Like this something about this has resonated in baseball. And I'm not saying resonated good, bad, but just this is generating an incredible amount of, I mean, for the last hour, my phone's just been buzzing and every websites, you know, doing reporting and opinion pieces are being written about this. I mean, the entire game is sort of a buzz with this news, and I understand why. It's a, you know, it's a very different hire than probably any team has ever made. I think Fangraphs yesterday called it the most interesting potential hire in decades in baseball. And you know what? Like, you and I'm sure we'll dig into some more specifics, but I'm never opposed. If that's how this thing gets framed, to me, that's a point in favor of hiring this guy, is do something interesting, do something different. It's okay to try new stuff. It is always risky when it's this important of a position to try something that's very different. But I can't imagine it's a terrible thing if, you know, maybe the most analytical baseball website in the world is saying the most interesting managerial hire in decades.
Yeah, I'm interested just how much the people in Tennessee cared about this. This is a baseball coach. Tennessee, I thought that was football country, Dave. And the basketball team is pretty good too. And yet there was this, over the last few days, as it became clear that the Giants were focused on Vitello and that he had not yet agreed to the deal, there was just like this, you know, fervor. It's like he's Kevin Durant. It's Oklahoma City or something like that. And that tells me, one, you would rather be chasing a guy who causes emotions when he leaves, right? You would not want the guy that nobody cares about. Also tells me that this guy's got something, right? There's something to him that people latch on to or are against. I've heard, you know, obviously there's a lot of stuff about the way that team behaves on the field. It's in your face team. It's a team that I have heard that like gets on opponents from the dugout. I don't know if he does. But I do think, like, some of that stuff, like, from the Drew Gilbert, you know, experience. Well, I just asked specifically, David, when we saw the impact that Drew Gilbert had on this team in the middle of the season, the energy, the, you know, the wackiness. Did you feel like, hey, Buster really loves this, and he's going to want to kind of explore where this came from and maybe import some of it to his team?
I think what Buster loved, and isn't it really interesting? I don't know if ironic is the right word, but Buster was the least of that player of all time.
Yeah.
Like, Buster was the least of that, of any great player maybe in history, like the most stoic, unemotional on the field player you could ever come up with. But he did love that about Drew Gilbert. He did. You know, maybe not, he didn't, I don't think he cared about the specifics of it, but I think he loved how that energy, enthusiasm translated over not just to his own performance, but that his teammates definitely seemed to, you know, the Giants played their best baseball when that kid started, you know, being a part of it. And one thing Buster told me early on in his tenure, and this was related to something else, I won't go into the whole backstory, but the gist of the story was basically like, why are we, and he wasn't saying this with like hate or vitriol. He's like, aren't we trying to beat those teams? Why do we care whether they like us or not? Why they really shouldn't want to like us. And it was kind of in regard to like his new role and whether he was going to get along. People were asking him questions about how are you going to get to know all these people, your peers, and you need a working relationship with people. But I think he pushed back on that. Like, well, what do you mean? Like, you want me to go have cocktails at their house? Like, we're trying to beat them. Like, why do I need to be friends with all those guys? And I think that is one of Buster's sort of underlying foundational beliefs about how to run a franchise is we do it our way. We have a very specific sort of identity and plan for how we want to play, the kind of team we want to have. Can be fluid. That doesn't mean you're set in your ways as to like which players you pick to be on your team, but have an overall organizational plan and belief system. And then on top of that, like, we're going after people. We're here to compete every night. You know, everybody says this cliche about the long season. It's true. If you were like emotionally burning so hot, could you last 162 games? I there's truth to that. But I think Buster pushes back and says, in my own career, I was focused and totally poured myself into every single game that we played. And every day I came to the ballpark, it was all business for me. And all business looks like different things. It can be Buster's all business, or it can be Drew Gilbert's, which is a different version of that. Like, he's totally invested in every game with everything he has. And Buster believes that that's possible in this sport. And so I think that's one of the reasons why he's made this hire.
Yeah, and I guess I can interpret it a little bit. You can disagree or agree that maybe that's part of what he'd not love about the end of the Bob Melvin tenure. I'm not saying anything bad about Bob. Bob's professional manager, did a long time, manager of the year several times. But maybe he kind of identified he wanted a little more oomph there, a little more. Maybe it's a little less comfortable in that clubhouse, certainly after losses, certainly after a bunch of losses, certainly after a bunch of home losses. Again, I don't want to read too much into it, but I think he wants a little disruption of that. And it isn't just disruption, because when you're winning, you don't want people to feel uncomfortable, but you want to win first.
Yeah.
Would you agree with some of that thinking?
I do. I agree with that. And it shouldn't be, this shouldn't turn into like a referendum against Bob. No, it shouldn't be like a, oh, let's just dump on Bob. Cause Buster agrees with you. Buster does not think that Bob Melvin is an idiot or is not a good manager. Like, he doesn't think that at all. But I do believe that, especially in the world that the Giants are living in with the Dodgers, especially these days where your main rival is just so, you know, so set up for long-term success and has these incredible inherent advantages over everybody else in the game. I think Buster really truly believes that part of how you combat that, got to get better players. Buster talks about that all the time. You see it in his actions, signing Adamas, trading for Devers. Like, we need more talent on this roster to go head to head with those guys. And I think he also feels like you need to have an edgy mentality. You got to take it personally. You have to really believe that you can take those guys down. And so I think that you and I have talked about this over the last many years about how just the very specific fact that the Dodgers are the Giants' rivals and you have to play them and beat them every year. And where they are as a franchise, I think it's framed so much of what the Giants have done or tried to do over the last few years. And I think this, in a way, is kind of part of that.
I almost thought you were going to bring up the name that maybe just because you and I are talking and we bring up this name all the time. It's in a different sport. Freaking Jim Harbaugh always did that. Now, this, we're not saying we're kind of naming names. We're not saying everything's exactly the same or everything is anti this, but what did Harbaugh do when he got to Stanford? He goes, freaking Pete Carroll down in SC, we're going after him. We're not kissing his ring. He comes to the NFL in a lesser way, but he very similarly, Pete Carroll, same guy, in Seattle, they're running a thing. We're not backing down to them or anybody. And I do sit with the Dodgers, it does feel like a football thing, or they're their thing. There's a looming spaceship on top of you, and you can either scatter from them, accept it, or go get them. And I do sense that from Buster, and maybe more so like just having, I think he went through it for a year. It's like, we got to do something that is different in order to make sure we can go get him. And Tony Vitale, from everything that I've heard, in fact, someone told John Shea the specific, like, he's probably the guy who told Buster, I'm going to kick their ass for you. Let's go get to Dodgers. I'm going to be the guy to do that. And I do feel a lot of that emotion kind of coming from a move like this.
Yeah. I think it's a great parallel. And look, the Giants are not, when Harbaugh took over Stanford was like, was so lost and bottom of the barrel. The good news is the Giants are not that. The Giants are in a much better position than Stanford was. But it does feel like that's the USC back then, excellent parallel to the Dodgers now. Yeah. Like, because the idea back then, I mean, you remember it, I remember it. It's like, how is anybody ever going to combat this? Yeah. It was one guy after another. It was, it was Lendale White, and then it was Reggie Bush, and then it's, the wide receivers and the quarter. They went from one quarterback to another, and one stud. It was like, oh my God, what is any of these teams out west going to do about those guys? It just felt like inevitable forever. And Harbaugh's part of the reason why it stopped being inevitable. He is. And I think that is exactly what Buster is going for with this, like trying to find the most brash is the wrong word, because Buster doesn't want he doesn't want unsubstantiated bravado. Buster wants confidence, competitiveness, fire, determination, like true all in sort of buy in. And I think that's from everything. And I, as we go along, maybe I'll read you even some of these little texts and emails I've gotten from some parents of kids who played for him. And I've just reached out to a few people that I know that have a lot of knowledge about this guy. And maybe I'll read you a few of those snippets. And a lot of it has to do with that.
Yeah. Look, I mean, like, give us a gist of it, of what kind of what they're saying about someone who's going to be brand new to Giants fandom. It's going to be very interesting. Presser next week, and the first few weeks of spring training. And like, what would these people tell you? What are they telling you about them?
Yeah. So here, I'll read this first. I got my phone out now. So this was one of my college buddies' son was the team manager there. So different than being a player. So the point from the dad was all those kids are really going to miss him. He's a spectacular communicator and relationship builder. He treated my son like a five-star recruit, even though he is a lowly student manager, true leader. So then the father, a couple dads of players who I just happened to know, I asked them about it a couple weeks ago when his name was popping up. Passionate about play, wears his heart on his sleeve, aggressive, be a fire plug in the dugout. Then another comment, total players coach, fiery and devoted to his players. He is good. So I think, you know, part of what they've been successful is those guys in that program absolutely go to war for this dude. Whatever it is, those things are really hard to, like, how do you put your finger on those qualities? The players who have played for him, they love that guy. And they play passionately and hard for him. And they work out. You know, one thing you hear consistently about Tennessee's program is the incredible gains that everybody makes in terms of strength and conditioning. And Vitello has done an excellent job of getting buy-in on, we need to be bigger, faster, stronger. We need to throw harder. We need to swing harder. We need to be more physical than our opponents. And maybe that's harder to do at the big league level. And that takes, you know, that takes a big support staff at this level too. But I guarantee you, you're going to hear that next week when he's at the podium. I've never met the guy. I guarantee you he's going to talk about that because I think that's been a big part of their success at Tennessee is getting buy-in on all the other stuff, not just the game day bravado and you know, spirit, and we're going to turn this place into the toughest place to play in college baseball, and we're going to show it with our body language, and our fans are going to be bought in. All that I think is probably true too, but I think he's a big believer in what happens in the offseason and behind the scenes, setting you up for success.
Well, there's some Farhan Zaidi administration sense to that too, right? And you and I both are saying Farhan did a lot of good things for this franchise. Gabe Kapler too, strong personality. Interesting way he approached things, mixed reaction when he was hired. There are similarities. I'm going to write a little bit about this, but not in an absolute negative way. I think in sometimes in a very positive way that things are different and you're forcing people to kind of change your expectations. But yeah, that's one of the things that I think the players loved and Posey liked about at least the beginning of the Kapler era. They're doing everything possible to try to make you a better player, to give you the advantage, to give you the percent, raise the percentages for everything that you do. However, you do, at some point you do run into major leaguers who've done this, right? That is the issue. Like Rafael Devers going to like, somebody's on him. Like here, the stance has got to be this, or this approach is different. Matt Chapman, love Bob Melvin. We know that, you know, that is going to be interesting. No one knows the answer to it, Dave, but you know, some of these players, is there going to be an immediate buy-in of this? Is it going to, obviously it's going to take some time. How are you, like these established major league players who have done things, who have baseball cards with stuff on them, Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, whoever else, what's the buy-in going to be?
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. When your computer breaks, you don't wait for it to magically start working again. You fix the problem. So why wait to hire the people your company desperately needs? Use Indeed Sponsored Jobs to hire top talent fast. And even better, you only pay for results. There's no need to wait. Speed up your hiring with a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Yeah, it's a big question. I think I've talked to several of these guys in the last week. You know, we have little text chains and whatnot. Some of them, I'm not like I'm best buddies with the players, but, you know, through whether it's football or I'm doing a game and I hear from some guys or whatever, like, you know, we're in contact in the offseason. And, you know, one of the themes of the conversation over the last week was about this guy. And there definitely was like a little sort of shock, I think, you know, initially when his name was out there from those players. And I think the shock turned into true excitement from the players that I've talked to. Like, hey, we're going to give this guy, he sounds really cool. And I think part of it is Gilbert has been going around. The room. You know, I think Gilbert has really done a good job of selling this guy to his teammates. I think Gilbert's really pumped him up. And I think that's gotten everybody that's been a sort of a small factor in all this is Gilbert's gotten them excited about this. You know, ultimately I agree with you. Like they're still established big leaguers still need to be, they have to be shown that he's the real deal. Like, you know, they'll buy in for spring training. I'm sure is going to be super enthusiastic. And I guarantee you Vitello is going to be flying around in the off season to meet some of these guys. And I would not be surprised at all if he's going to go to the Dominican and see Adamas and see Devers and sit down with them. And sounds like that kind of guy, but ultimately the players need to be shown that, hey, this guy really truly has my best interests at heart. And if they get shown that, then I think the buy-in becomes no problem. And that's where I think this guy, I don't want to turn this into you planted the Gabe Kapler seed. And again, like I'm with you. Gabe did a lot of good things for the Giants. He did. But Gabe's relationship building struggled at times.
Yeah.
And I think there was a lack of belief from some corners of that locker room of, is this guy really in it for me, or is he in it for himself, or does he really want me to be? You know, I think Gabe just struggled to get that, and that's what this guy sounds to me like his strengths are. Like he's really good at getting the players to believe, I want the best for you. I'm going to get the best out of you. I'm going to show you some tangible results. If you go along with me, I guarantee you we're going to have success together. I think this guy's really good at that.
Who knew the Drew Gilbert trade was because reshaped the destiny of the Giants?
Crazy. Crazy. I think one thing that has happened, it'd be interesting when you're there next week, if you ask or somebody asked Buster about this or asked Zach about this, because I do think drafting Keelan in the first round, trading for Gilbert, trading for the pitcher that we haven't seen yet, and, you know, we drafted this shortstop 2 years ago from Tennessee. So I say we. I shouldn't say that. The Giants did. So there have been a lot of contacts, and a lot of those scouts interact with the head coaches. And so I guarantee you Zach and Buster have been talking with those Giants scouts who've really been around. And Michael Holmes, I bet you Michael Holmes knows Tony Vitello really well. And probably had some real input on, is this guy the real deal? Is this all BS? That trade that you're talking about, plus all these other players that now the Giants have from Tennessee, gave the Giants some exposure to this guy before. Because there's no personal connection. Buster doesn't know this guy from anywhere else. But I think they've gotten to know him a little bit through all that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing a lot of stuff about Buster Posey as an executive. I think more than anything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thing, we talk about it. In the clubhouse, when he was a player, he was very focused, not the most dramatic fellow in the whole world, and has had his routine. I liked him. You liked him as a player. That's one of the guys I really got along with. Again, I knew you weren't going to get these colorful Draymond Green kind of quotes, but you were going to get interesting stuff and at the heart of things. But man, as an executive, he is swinging, man. I mean, the Devers thing was still like a move that I don't know many executives in baseball would have had the balls to make. Maybe you had to be part of ownership to make that deal, which Buster is. So he's helping to foot the bill or whatever percentage of that is for the rest of the Devers contract. I appreciate it as the risk-taking part of it. Like, you're not getting a player like that in free agency. They've tried and they haven't, and they got their guy. But have even you, who know him so well, are you surprised that, man, this guy is just – it seems like he's – like, if there's a risky move to make, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to be afraid to do it. In fact, the riskiness almost makes it more appealing, not to the point of carelessness and recklessness, but to the point of, wait a minute, if I'm a little scared about this, that's good. Let's go down that road. What have you thought of Buster as a big picture decision maker taking these risks?
Yeah, I have been surprised by the degree to which he's been willing. I shouldn't have been. Because you and I know him, like, there's nobody more self-confident. There's nobody more just like, hey, this is what I believe. Why would I not do it? Buster is an extraordinarily self-confident person. Very inclusive, really good to work for. Everybody who works for him loves him because he listens. He's not insular. He does take people's input. That doesn't mean like self-confidence, like it's my way. Nobody else knows. It's not that. But it's just a true conviction of like, if this is what we believe, do it. Why would we not do it? And so maybe I shouldn't have been. I still have been a little surprised by how bold he's been. And, you know, he got teased some by this idea when he got hired of like, he could use that phrase, we're in the memory making business. And a lot of people around baseball, I think, really teased him for that. And, you know, maybe not to his face. I'm sure not to his face. But you know, what this guy, what is he talking about? Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, all this stuff. But I think what Buster was really getting at, that was kind of like a corny way almost to say, like, this is the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be fun. And if it's not engaging to our fans, then we're not doing it right. If our fans aren't excited about what we're doing, then it's wrong, no matter how many wins you pile up or whatever, like executive of the year awards you win or trades you feel like you won on the margins or whatever. Like, I think Buster really strongly believes that. And it's an interesting perspective from a former player. It's not what you would expect from a former player to prioritize like the entertainment value of why we're here. We want to fill the ballpark, have our fans really excited to come out and root for this team. Like, that's almost in a way his guiding principle as much as it is winning championships. And it's unique, it's different. And he's really, I think this is, there's an element of this hire too that fits into that. Like, yeah, this dude is going to be an entertaining manager to watch. He's going to be entertaining to listen to after games. He is full of opinions and he is fiery and he gets kicked out of games and he's going to be arguing with umpires. And somewhere down the line, he's going to get into an argument with an opposing manager. Like, that's just how this guy does it. And it's kind of fun.
That part is, I'm most surprised. Maybe not the risk taking. I kind of thought maybe it's my imposition on what he was actually thinking, that he rolled his eyes at some of the marketing stuff. And maybe it's different. Like, marketing is different than actual entertainment. I understand that. But like, I thought maybe he rolled his eyes at some of the panda stuff and maybe the outer edges of the Lincecum stuff. I don't think he was 100% on board with some of that. That's me saying it. I never heard anything specific. So that's what makes this interesting. Again, maybe I should cleave that away and say that's marketing. I think more the marketing stuff he didn't love. But he's out there doing commercials, right? That guy did a lot of commercials, and he kind of liked doing commercials. I've asked him about the guy. He wants to get good at that. Like, he's one of those things, like, I'm going to get to be a really good commercial person or actor, whatever it is. But that part of it, like, I did think, like, you know, Sabian wasn't into all that stuff, and Bochy maybe some of it not. But I guess I'm asking you a question that I just figured out. It maybe is the marketing stuff that he's saying is different than winning that game in the playoffs and having people in the bar remember that moment for the rest of their lives. And that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. And I think that, to me, when I think back on it, it's been a while, like those conversations I used to have with him. Not that he would ever have come out and said this, but my impression always was it bugged him when he felt like the marketing wasn't tied to performance. Mm-hmm. Like, the marketing can be about personality, but you got to back it up with performance on the field. And not that Pablo, you know, but like the roller coaster of Pablo, I think became exhausting for everybody. And then it's like, oh my God, now we're still pushing this guy out there, even as he's struggling to stay on the field. Lincecum, Bumgarner, those guys, Buster was all in on those guys being marketed because they were backing it up with incredible performance. And the other thing that I distinctly remember about talking to Buster back then was conversations about his fandom as a kid and especially growing up with the Braves. Mm-hmm. And I think he used to harp on it, and I've always agreed with him. Like, the starting pitcher was such a key part of his being a fan of baseball, and he just hated it that teams were de-emphasizing starting pitching. Hated that from an entertainment, you know, in quotes, standpoint. Like, from a fun standpoint, he just felt like it made the game so much less interesting. I do remember those conversations, and it's almost like it started back then him thinking about, how are we really doing this? How are we going about this? And now it's, you know, he's the guy making those decisions.
Well, Jesus, David, I think you and I've gone on a rant on a podcast with you about the starting pitching thing.
Correct.
It's just like how we grew up. You think of what you go to the World Series, who's pitching game one, what's the pitching matchup in game two, and you organize your thoughts about the game around that. And this whole opener thing, although I get it, I understood it, but it can't be the way you go. It has to be emergency because we can't go the other way. And then everything started moving that way. It was just cool not to list starting pitchers. Like, what are you talking about? that's your entry point into a game. So correct. You should have told me that last time about Buster, because that's exactly I could not think that more. I've never had that conversation with Buster, but Bumgarner, that's why the respect, like he's taking the ball. It's a Bumgarner game. It's a Lincecum game. That's how you think about it. And to get away from that, to me, gets away from the kind of essence of the foundations of why we love this sport.
Yeah.
So Jesus, Dave, that's good stuff. My good. You're reiterating my point. So how can I not think of the budget's there, Dave, for another, boost of a salary. I don't know what that would mean if they're actually going to do it, because they went down a little bit this year. Obviously, you're going to back up with some Devers money. But do you think they're in position to go sign somebody? And I guess that would be an outfielder or trade for somebody with a major salary. Would you expect something like that?
Yeah. Yes. I think one thing that is a little factor here that's painful to even say out loud, if you go back and remember how the deal was structured, Blake Snell's second half of his like bonus or whatever that was comes this year.
No.
So the Giants are going to pay. I think it's like, half of that. I think it's $17 million bucks or whatever the number is. They're going to pay to Blake Snell this upcoming year, which is like, man, that's almost soul crushing to even talk about. Like, and that's part of the reason why all those, convoluted contracts that they were signing all those years just ended up driving everybody crazy. It was like, just didn't seem to make sense then. And it definitely doesn't make sense when you're sitting here ready to watch Blake Snell pitch game one of the World Series for your rival. And next year you're going to pay him like top dollar to pitch for your rival 2 years after you had him. Like, oh my God. Anyway, put that
I might be getting a text from a former executive on that one, but that's okay. Or you might be. We'll see.
Yeah. And look, I mean, I don't, and our former executive friend would probably push back and say the Giants should have kept him. And I think there was a really strong argument. Buster did not like the fact that Snell sort of angled towards free agency at the end of the year. It goes against everything that Buster believes in. I mean, he never told me that, but my impression was he didn't love that about him. It's hard to
believe. I would agree with you. And there were other people in the organization who really didn't like it.
So. Yeah. And so, I loved having him around. I really liked the guy. Mm-hmm. And I think he's the best pitcher in the game. When he's out there and healthy and engaged, I mean, I know Scooble, and give me Blake Snell in a big game over anybody. So anyway, that's water under the bridge. That's the last I'll bring him up. But Buster said it to everybody, and he's the kind of guy you should believe it when he says it. He said starting pitching, believe what he says. Hmm. Like that will be the priority for this team. And whether it's two or, like one big target plus – and I say big, it doesn't necessarily mean – I mean, Buster could have signed Corbin Burns. There's some other guys who really wanted to come here, and Buster wasn't comfortable with the big commitment to an older starting pitcher. But I think however you characterize big, whether it's a trade or a signing or whatever, and then I think you'll see some – and it could be Japan. Giants have really heavily scouted those, especially those two prominent Japanese starting pitchers. I think they're in play. And then probably you'll see some, whether it's non-roster types or, smaller deals, 1 year, prove it kind of deals. Just get some volume, get some quantity, and see what you got in spring training. Because I think Buster really feels like they need more starting pitcher depth. They you can argue the bullpen, and they lost so much from that bullpen, but I think they're pretty confident they can find a way to piece a bullpen together. Starting pitching is a lot harder to do that. And so my guess is if they're going to make big commitments this offseason, it's going to be whether it's through a trade or through something else, a starting pitching piece for sure.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
We've gone on, I mean, properly gone along on the Giants, because obviously we rarely do a show where they announce the new manager during our show.
Yes.
So that wasn't terrible. Stanford people will be outraged if I don't ask you a little bit your thoughts on where Stanford football is. We've discussed Andrew Luck as the GM. Certainly looks like he's operating essentially as the AD for football, and as he should be, reporting directly to the president. You've brought up your issues, and I know you're not alone among Stanford alums, people who know the program, with some discontent over the way that program's been run, the whole department's been run. But do you see some good signs here? And like, where does Andrew Luck head for the next head coach? I'm wondering if Frank Reich could be the guy, but I guess he isn't really interested in being the long-term guy. But I think they're operating like a real program at this moment. But Where does Andrew go after this season, and what do you see this season?
Yeah, I'm impressed. Like, I will give those guys a lot of credit. They are fighting hard and clearly have the quarterback. You know, now the quarterback's hurt, which is going to hurt their chances for the rest of the year. I saw the quarterback at Oregon State. This is no knock on him, but I did a Civil War game where Oregon State refused to throw the ball in the second half because they had zero faith in that guy. And they won the game anyway, but they wouldn't throw it with him. They wouldn't let him throw the ball one time. And so that was kind of my impression. And he had that kid playing at a really high level. He was playing well when he got hurt. So clearly there's some coaching going on. It's like evidence that the roster is so thin compared to the teams they're playing. Like, they are out-talented by every single team that they're playing, and they've won three games. The fact that they beat Florida State with all the good players on Florida State's roster is a huge credit to what they're doing. So I'm giving them big kudos. They have a long way to go, and the coach matters a ton. Whoever they hire is going to matter a ton. And I have some own, you know, opinions about where I think they should go or who I think they should consider. But it's really important to get that one right, because they do have buy-in right now. They're getting university support. They have the Andrews leading the charge on that. They can be good again. They can. They can be good, and they can get good pretty quickly if they make the right hire.
If you would join Brad Freeman and throw in another $20 million or $50 million or whatever that was in donations, Dave, they could even go further if they wanted to. I know you got that money thrown.
And how about, you know, like that good old Fargo. That's Brad's nickname, because he came from North Dakota to go to Stanford as a student. So good old Fargo, who's a real character and loves Stanford. And the thing to me about that gift that it does, you know, put aside like you need money for all this stuff in college sports now, it tells, if you're trying to hire a really good coach, it tells that coach, this is not hopeless.
Yeah.
To me, the timing of it was just huge. If you're trying to hire somebody, convince somebody good with options to come to you, that's a big signal that, yeah, I'm not, this isn't a helpless, hopeless job. So good for Fargo to pony up.
Is he like a version of John Arriaga? I mean, I've really felt that once, it means that he died, but he had meant so much to that program, the football program especially, and other sports, but really, like, was when you talked about what happened to the football program, John Arriaga, including the refurbishing of the stadium, obviously. Brad Freeman in that position, is he got that kind of clout and will to be that important?
I don't think he really, I mean, my sense, I don't know him real well, but my sense is he doesn't really want to be that. I think he just wants to be supportive. I don't think they have, right now, they don't really have any one big sort of booster, donor, whatever word you want to pick. They don't have that one guy who not only is forking it over, but then wants to, which maybe that's the best possible scenario. Yeah. Have a bunch of people who want to support you financially, but they don't feel like you got to call them about every decision and they have to have input on everything that goes on. I think they just want to support the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Arriaga was like meeting with coaches, was he? Like, he was.
Oh, and the groundskeeper, you know, Arriaga was walking the, like, yes. No, this footpath can't go here. It's got to go here. I mean, John was involved in every detail of everything.
Since the name of the administration building's got his name on it, and since he was largely the part of the building, the new stadium, or referred to me, I'm sure they were happy to let him do that. All right, David, the section of the show that I turn over to you, because you are the best at, I don't want to knock anyone else here, but I'll ask you a version of the question I ask all my guests, and I've asked you many times, and you are really great. David Fleming, what's your favorite book right now? I really floated you up for this one. Jesus. Okay. You're
no
okay.
Kidding. That's
you're,
way
you're,
too.
You're okay at this. You're not crappy at this.
Yeah, last time I didn't, because I finished it probably a month ago, but last time I didn't mention Demon Copperhead, did I?
I don't think so. Other people I've heard about it. I have it. I haven't read it yet, but you like it.
Those, yeah. You know, it's one of those books where you read the back cover and it sounds too vast and huge to tackle. It's like, oh my God, I can't. And it's just a delightful, fun read, really good fiction. If you like just regular fiction, I think you would like that. I read a nonfiction book recently that was awesome that I just picked out of the blue and wouldn't, not something that I would normally pick. It's called Ends of the Earth. By this guy, Neil Shubin. Have you heard of Neil Shubin? I think he appears on like NPR, and maybe he's written for The New Yorker, and he's like a scientist writer. And so he talks about his time exploring the Arctic and the Antarctic and like all the struggles and challenges of being at the poles and in the cold weather and all the cool stuff that you find there. And absolutely nothing that I knew anything about or would have any interest in. If that sounds at all interesting to you or anybody listening, that is a good one. It's like a page turner of a nonfiction book that I really, really enjoyed. Really
excellent. Always you get me with a good recommendation and the one that's probably going to be over my head, but that's a Fleming tradition on the DK show. So I get these books that David recommends. I'm telling you, I'm sure this is a good one. I could not get through it, but I will do my very best. I got to read Demon Copyright because it's right on my shelf. It's looking up. It's right up here. I have not gotten to it, but I will do that. I'm reading. The Kruko recommended a couple. He and I, our tastes are exactly the same. Like, you know, really good literary thriller, fiction, mystery kind of thing. And I should name the author. He said it last time. These detectives in, you know, Victorian London. It's a little Sherlock Holmesy, but not really. It's a little more body than that, I guess. And I should name the author, but I don't have it on my list. Go back and listen to the Kruko episode. But I'm very much enjoying it. And it's a series. I'm going to be reading all of them. All good. All good.
I liked the series just in that genre, just to throw one more. This writer, I think his name is Stephen Spotswood. Okay. And he's got a woman detective in like early 1900s-ish New York City, or maybe a little after that. And cool. Those, like, I read the first two and I'm going to definitely keep reading. They're true page turners. This isn't heavy literature, but really fun. I think the first one is called Fortune Favors the Dead.
Okay.
It's got lots of twists and turns and it's good. You would enjoy it for sure.
Okay. Excellent. Teddy Roosevelt era kind of New York kind of thing.
It feels like that. I'd have to go back and think. Maybe it's more like 40s ish.
Okay.
I have to go back and think exactly how they frame it. It could be more like leading into World War II time as opposed to Teddy, but kind of a cool depiction of the city and the noir version of New York. You would like those. Those are good.
Good. Excellent. You ever read The Alienist, famous book that the mystery? It's classic. The guy's read a couple others, but that's by far his best. It's Teddy Roosevelt's a character as like the mayor or whatever, undersecretary of the Navy of New York. And you're going through this kind of dark side of the 1910s and 20s.
New York.
It's fantastic. It's very famous. The guy's kind of gone off the deep end. But there's been like movie on and that kind of thing. The Alienist, kind of quirky characters going through and these interesting cops, and Teddy Roosevelt jumps in there for a brief moment and jumps back out. It got me into Teddy Roosevelt, just kind of that. Oh yeah, that's right. He had a whole other life before he was president.
I know we got to go and I got to stop heaping books on you, but I do like to read. Mm-hmm. I read one like maybe 6 months ago. It's the nonfiction book that came out fairly recently about Teddy Roosevelt's journey down the Amazon post-presidency.
Okay. Wow.
Insane. I knew nothing about it. Absolutely insane story about his joining this like totally ragtag, unprepared for what they were getting into. Everybody almost died. Like really actually fascinating story. That one's good, well worth doing.
Excellent. An endless amount of Teddy Roosevelt stories. I could just keep into stuff about him in California and the national parks and all that. It's just amazing. Yeah. All right. We're going to keep going forever, David, and we probably will, but that will be enough for this show. Really appreciate it. The timing could not be better. This is going to be a really interesting era of the Giants. It really is going to be, I think, that presser on Thursday is going to be very interesting, and Giants fans are going to be really tuned into it. You will be at the World Series broadcasting the world feed, so have a good trip out there. Toronto is a nice long flight for everybody, but it's okay. It's the World Series. It's good baseball.
If the series ends in 5 games, I'll be there at the press conference. Oh, if it goes longer than that, I won't be there.
Dodgers might help you out there, David. I'm just kind of thinking they might help you out there.
I don't know. The Blue Jays have a shot. The Blue Jays can win this thing. They can.
Vlad can hit anybody. That's like I'm not sure the Brewers were up to being able to hit Snell and Yamamoto, and then you're just done. But I think at least Vlad is going to hit some of those guys, and then we'll see.
The best team I think the Giants saw all year, including the Dodgers, was the Jays in that series. Now, it was just three games.
Yeah.
But that was the most impressed I've been with any one team. We walked out of that Sky Dome after the third game of that series. I was like, dang, that team's good. So I
was, really impressed with them. That's with Bo Bichette. We'll see if he's in this World Series. But Gausman, all Giants fans know what he's about. So excellent, David. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be talking soon, and maybe we'll see you next Thursday.
Talk to you soon. See you, Tim.
Thanks, David.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new random zit. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.